Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you? And I'm glad I'm here today. Lisa will be here in a minute. She's had a meeting that's running a couple of minutes late. So anyway, today, guess what we're talking about? Self-care and how it helps the relationship to be better, to be the best version of yourself, to be stronger. Wouldn't it be great, right? And sometimes we forget about self-care, I think. So I am going to look at it from the mind, body, spirit. And so do you have like a morning routine you do or a night routine you do? So that's taking care of your physical self, right? Do you work out? You know, after I get done with this podcast, I'm going to actually go run and do some biking and also work with a client, right? So then I work on my mastermind class. You got to hear about it. I'm super excited about it. It's how do you ask God a question and get an answer? God and the angels. Isn't that cool? So I'll talk more about that. But I found out today I'm using a new system. I have to do it on a, I have to create a module for it. So I'm in the process of doing that. So we'll see how long that takes me. Hopefully it won't take me too long. So anyway, oh, and there's Lisa. Hold on. Hi there, young lady. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry. I'm running a tad late today.
Oh, no. I said, oh, it's good. I was expecting it. So anyway, I said, mind, body, spirit, how our, self-care helps us with, be the best version of ourselves, and we can be the best version of ourselves in the mirror when we look at ourselves in the mirror. You know what I mean? And also when we're with our mate or our guy or, you know, our girl, whoever you're attracted to. And so that's what, and this was Lisa's idea, you guys. So I'm super excited about it. So I was going to say something. So mind, body, spirit. I started doing something for my mind. I started doing the luminosity. You know what that is? Where you work on things, you scientific mathematics. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm not so good at certain things, but hey, I'm trying, you know, luminosity. And it's free. You can do it for free. You can do a premium one for $14 or something like that. So I just started it today. Super excited about it. It was fun though, you know. So,
well,
anyway.
That sounds interesting. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, it's like little games that you can do, and then it's like remembering games. It's like, geez, I'd get to seven of them. I was like, huh, I have to do this again. Right, so, and you know, but it's like, yeah. And I actually read about it because there's a lady that was talking about it. She had a brainstem injury from a truck accident, or she had an 18-wheeler, and so it helped her where she didn't have that anymore. So hey, they say the brain's the easiest organ to heal. So I thought, well, let me try that new thing for my brain, and then, you know, so that's one thing I just sort of knew. So. Shake it up, right? That's a good way to keep things alive. What do you think? You know, too, as well. So, and self-care.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, exactly.
Well, this, you did some self-care today. You went, got a pedicure, and you feel like you feel guilty about it. I think that's great. I got to go get one myself, you know. So anyway, yeah. So good. So what else did you do for self-care today? I know you worked out or something, right? Whatever.
Yes, I went to the gym today, and then I met a very dear friend of mine for lunch, and then I had a pedicure. And I'm telling you, this whole self-care thing, and I was telling Cherie about it earlier, I just think when you feel good about yourself, then you feel good about things around you. And when I thought about the self-care, it came because I did get a pedicure today. And I'm like, you know what? This is part of self-care, because when I get my feet done and I get new fresh nail polish on my toes, I just feel like a whole new person. And it might be a little thing or it might be a big thing, but whatever you do for yourself that makes you feel good, it really is going to set the tone for your entire attitude for the day. I don't know. What do you think, Tari?
I do. So in the morning time, I have a ritual, and I do my meditation and devotions, and so I do that. So that's going to make me a better person, because sometimes I can be a little moody, right, as we all can. And I get up and I do like my putting things on my skin, and you know, and brushing my teeth, because my mom, she was so funny. I go, do I have to brush my teeth today because I wanted to go out and play? I've told this story before. She says, yes, just brush the ones you want to keep. Like, I want to keep them all. So, you
know. That's cute.
Yeah, my mom, she's a character. So she said it with such a straight face. I want to keep them all. They brush them all. Like, just brush the ones you want to keep. And I use it with my daughter, too. So it's all good.
So, that's, you know, cute. I like that.
Yeah. So, I'm looking to meet a guy, all right? And it's been a couple of years since, I broke up with somebody in 2020. And it's 2 years later. In April, it'll be 2 years. And I was like, you know what? I need to get out and meet someone. So I have myself on a dating website. Oh, it had been there for a while, and I was like, oh, he's cute, right? So now I'm going through and looking and see who's a runner and who is, because I like the guy who's lean and who eats healthy and stuff, you know. And so that's what I'm doing. So anyway, we'll see.
Well, good for you.
I know, right? So my friends are going out on Friday night. I need to go out with them too. It's all good. I'm going to the gym. You have a date on Friday night, I'm sure, right? So you guys, your great looking toes and your and everything, and your hair is done, and yeah. So that's what we got to do.
Actually, on Friday, my girlfriend took the day off, and we're supposed to have girls' day. So she and I are going to go out shopping. Yeah, so we're going to spend the whole day together, so that'll be fun. And, again, that goes back to self-care, just like you were saying. You know, I'm going to go meet this guy. I'm going to meet somebody that, you know, runs and takes care of themselves. And that means that they're going to be open to helping you and meeting you and being more excited and happy and, you know, a little more, anxious to do things when you feel good about yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's true. And so I'm super excited about it. So, so we'll see what happens. But, yeah, so I'm going to do that. And then the other thing is that I really do feel that one of my New Year's goals is to be the person that I am when I'm in front of the mirror by myself, looking at myself saying, okay, what can you do, right? To make yourself better, or you're in that time of reflection. I want to be that same person that people see me where I'm happy. I'm always reflecting about things I can do better and helping people. And not always, but yeah, a lot of times. And so I'm trying to work on that because I want to be the person that I am in front of people. I want to be that same person when I'm not in front of those people. You know what I mean? So
yes.
If you sit with me, if you were behind me in the home and you were sitting there at the kitchen table, the same person that you see or hearing right now, that's the same person that would be there, you know. So anyway, I think I do need to work on my language. Sometimes I say, I cuss words. I was like, I'm so bad, right? But anyway, get better at it. So, you know, and so that's what I want to do, be that taking care of myself, right? Because that's important. And I feel like sometimes it's women, especially, and men too, we feel like we have to compete with our guys, right? I was listening to a client today, and she said, I said, is he putting you down? Yes. I said, so you have to send in these pictures to show him how clean your house is? Like, really? I get a new guy, you know? So she says, what do you do about a clean house? I go, I date somebody who's OCD, and they can clean it. Just kidding.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, you have Asher, and you know, but my ex, yeah, Asher's a little cleaner. Lisa's got him cleaning the bathroom and cleaning the dishes and everything, and so he's over there cleaning and vacuuming. And how old is Asher again? And Lisa?
He'll be two in March. He'll be two in March. Yes.
Yeah, loves to clean. And, Lisa does some wonderful things with them. And I think that's part of self-care is enjoying your life, right?
Yes.
That's a big thing, don't you think? So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one of the conversations I had at lunch today with my friend is that we talked about, you know, how do we get to a point in life where we do focus on ourselves without being selfish. And that's
right.
a big thing for some people, because I think a lot of people have this idea of when you do take care of yourself or you do things for yourself, you're being selfish. No, that's not being selfish. You're being selfish when you have the attitude of, I don't care what I can do for other people. Like, you know, that's being selfish when it's your, when you're completely absorbed with yourself. And that's not who I am, and that's not who you are. I mean, we are here for other people, but we have to take care of ourselves for us to be here for other people. Because if we're not healthy, we can't talk. We can't be on the show. We can't share our life experiences with everyone. So it really is a vital piece of life, you know, to figure out the difference between self-care and being selfish.
That is very true, because I was talking to the man today of a couple that I work individually and also by themselves, and I told him, I said, you guys, you, and by the way, this is the one that was showing pictures, about 8 pictures. I was like, huh, you know, I have a disclaimer. I am, you know, and I clean my house. I really do. I do it really well, but I'm not OCD about too much of anything, because you have a clean house, but I'm not going to spend 8 hours cleaning it and then spend, so anyway, but I said, you know, you guys have the opportunity to be a real power couple. You can show your daughter how you are and what you're doing. And she's 4 years old, and you can be a power couple. And I said, she will emulate you and choose a man, and she'll be like the woman her mother is, because that's her first teacher. And she'll be like, she'll look for a man like you are, because you are her first teacher on what kind of guys that she will attract. I truly believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
if you're doing self-care, then that's part of the deal. Don't you think?
Right. I do. And yeah. I will tell you, just as you had mentioned about being a teacher, you know, for this other person, I learned my self-care from my grandmother and my mother. I mean, Oh, absolutely. My mother and my grandmother, I mean, of course, this was back in the day, like 50s and the 60s, when you went and got your hair done at the salon every week, and it was all the teasing and hairspray. Oh, my gosh. I remember going with them, you know, on every Saturday they did this. And, you know, they had their nails done, and they, you know, my grandmother, I mean, she would just get dressed and fix herself up, even if she was going to sit in the house and watch TV. I mean, she, and my aunt was the same way, her daughter. She would always be like, Lisa, you know what? You're going to feel better about yourself when you get up, you get your shower, and you get dressed. Put a little bit of makeup on, fix your hair. She said, if you don't do this for yourself, you will never be able to get through any kind of challenge in your life. And I have lived that ever since. And my husband to this day is like, we're not doing anything. Why are you fixing your hair? And I said, because it makes me feel better. I feel better about myself when I fix my hair. He's like, just put it back in a ponytail.
Yes. I feel bad because I have mine in a ponytail now. It's a messy bun. So, you know, but hey, looks like very disheveled, but I like it.
Oh,
like
and
this.
That's okay. And I don't mean all of this literally when I describe it, but, you know, what the point I'm making here is that if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it for you. And you have to do what makes you feel good. And if you wake up in the morning and you're like, you know what, I'm going to put my hair back in a ponytail and stay in my pajamas all day. And if that's what makes you happy, then do it. If you want to take a bath at 2:00 in the afternoon, then do it. You know, and again, I'm using these extreme, you know, examples, but the point is you have to do what makes you happy and what makes you feel good, because then it's going to set the tone for your whole attitude for the day.
That's true. And I like having a messy bun, not all the time, okay, but it looks cute on me. I will say that, you know, so I have pink hair with a pink bun. Isn't that cool?
Oh, how cute.
How it took a lot of guts for me to get to have the nerve to start wearing that. It really did. So, but yeah, I love the color pink. So, you know, it's like you get to express yourself doing self-care, right? So, you know, not putting on the same old thing and trying new things out. So that's what I'm doing. But I, you know, and I think it's also a way for you to be creative, right? When you take care of yourself, you know what I mean? So do something you wouldn't do. I don't you feel that way, Chris? Part of me wants to get a really, 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 really small tattoo on the inside of my foot, the number 8, because I love the number 8, but I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I thought, is that self-care? Maybe. 8's a sign of infinity, so, you know, and I write my three things that I want to achieve every day in my journal, and I want it to go on forever, you know what I mean? So who doesn't want that, you know? So anyway, but yeah. So
I would say if you want to get a tattoo and that makes you feel good about yourself, get the tattoo. And I love the analogy you're using with the number 8, how it's and you know represents infinity, because you know there's a whole world out there for us, whether we choose to explore it physically or explore it mentally. We have to be able to explore what makes us happy.
Right. Yeah.
So I like your number 8. Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be very small. Nobody will even know it's there in just me unless, you know, I don't know, laying out the sun or something, which, yeah, I don't do that too much of that and anymore. But, yeah, so that's what I want to do, I think. I'm thinking about it. It's just been creeping up a little bit. So that's something self-care is like to – I think self-care is also about, like, dreaming something and achieving it, going to do it. You know what I mean? So that's something about self-care, don't you think?
I do. I agree with you again. You know, any little thing – and I shouldn't say little because I don't mean it literally, but – anything that you have in your mind that when you think about makes you smile, makes your heart pitter-pat, makes you feel good, you know, gives you an image that's very refreshing, very positive, then do it. If it means, you know, you want to go pick flowers or you want to take a walk on the beach or you want to, you know, I don't know, hunt for seashells, whatever it is that makes you happy and puts a smile on your face, you have to do it.
Yes, that's true. And then how does that affect your relationships? Well, if you're feeling good about who you are and you do the self-care, not one day I'll get to it, and you do it every day, daily ritual, listen, there's nothing you can't do or be. It really does. But it does take consistency and habits, I think. And people don't talk about that. That's so not fun. And but, you know, it's like booking, you know, who's the first guy? I used to be really into health and wellness. I am now, but I was really into it years ago, and now I do it for myself where I used to help others. And I'll help somebody. It's not what I'm saying. You know, I won't do that. But he said, if you can't, like he's a doctor. He says, if you can't look at yourself in the mirror and turn around without hiding anything, he said, that's a good self-image. I was like, okay. And he said, it's not about being perfect. It's about liking what you see, right? Because we all have common areas. We all have whatever. And so I was like, okay, so today I make myself do this, right? And I said, okay, do I like what I see today? Because I, you know, took a shower and everything, and I go, yeah, it's okay today, right? So if I need to do a major overhaul, I have waited way too long to do this. you know how that goes. But you want to, you know, I want to have a guy that's lean and slim and likes to run. But if I'm not that myself, how can I expect him to be like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
So that's something about self-care.
You know,
please, I want to hear what you have to say. Yes, please.
Oh no, I just wanted to, you know, maybe take that a little further when we were, you know, you were mentioning about complimenting your relationship, because it all comes down to you get what you give. So if you're giving off positive, you're going to get positive. And I know we've talked about this on the show before. To take it a step further,
right.
when you feel good about yourself, you're then willing and open to receive more than if you don't feel good about yourself, because you'll end up, quote, you know, like you'll cower. And it's just an analogy, you know, you'll cower. You won't, you know, be as maybe gregarious as you could be, or you won't be as, you know, the smile won't exist. You know, it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So when you don't have all of those positive attributes happening in your life about yourself, then you're not going to have those positive attributes come to you in a relationship, whether it's, you know, with a, you know, a lover, whether it's a sibling, whether it's a parent, whether it's a friend. I mean, it really does all come down to how you feel about yourself is going to emulate how you feel about relationships. And I know for me, when I was having a lot of issues with my youngest son and I was so down on myself, I thank God had my husband here to help me through it. And he would consistently give me the positive feedback about, you're a great mother, you've been a great influencer, you've been a fabulous mentor. You know, unfortunately, it's what, you know, people choose to do with their life that could, you know, maybe affect you, but you can't control what other people do. And that's what took me a long time to get over. So I had to really reflect back on, you know, my growing up and what my aunt and my mom and my grandmother did. It's like, you know what? I'm still going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to get that shower. I'm going to put my little bit of makeup on. I'll put my hair up in a ponytail and look cute like you with your pink hair and your pink ponytail. So I think that's amazing. I just think it's vital that we take care of ourselves because it's only going to help us do better in relationships.
That's true. I also, I think that you got to look at yourself. I say that to me as well, and I'm saying that because I really look at myself. I go, you know what? I feel like that I could be better in math. I feel like I'm not quite sure how to do certain things very well. And so that's the reason why that I'm doing this luminosity. It's fun, but I want to be more quick on thinking. I want to sharpen my mental self, okay? And they go, well, why do you care? And I'm not old, but it doesn't really matter about that. But it's like about growing, right? I appreciate my father.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s, and he's like amazing. He's like, doing and going, and now he's like taking a computer course. And it's like, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, genius. Take it.
Oh, your poor dad.
Yeah, not for me, right? Because I was like, he goes, now show me how to do this. He goes, when you take a picture, I'm like, really? And so then I go, I'm going to just pretend like he's like my daughter. You know, of course, my daughter knew all about computers, as I'm sure your son did before.
I really
knew a lot. I don't want to be like, I don't want to be inept. And I know the biggest challenge or the biggest obstacle is myself. So that's the reason why I started doing luminosity. I said, I'm going to do a little bit more tonight. There's fun, right? I wish school had been fun like that, but I hated math, and I just want to get better, more sharp at it, more. What is that spatial intelligence? Do you know what I'm talking about? Spatial? Okay, I'm not sure. But that's something that's tomorrow's luminosity event. But you can do anything, right? You know, Sue, because I'm in school, but I decided to take a break until the spring. So, and that's, doing some other things. And then I want to help people. I want to help moms be the best they can be because we let ourselves go sometimes, I think. Well, men do too, but women will typically do that. They start taking care of the children. And the husband, and which is a good thing, and that's not going to, but forget to take care of themselves, right? So,
true.
And you got to do that not only for the relationship with your sweetheart or whoever he or she may be, but for yourself. You know, you're your own sweetheart, so that's for sure. And that's taken me some time to learn, somebody told me the other day, you're not as nice as you used to be. I go, no, just, and it's my cousin. I go, I just won't let you walk all over me like you used to,
Right, exactly.
Yeah, get stronger, right? But I think a big part of self-care is really doing things not to prove that you're good enough to yourself that this man or woman may be right, but to know that you're good enough. You know what I mean? So,
agree.
That's so true. Anyway, but that's what I want to do. And I said, I want to, I told this to you, one of the things in self-care is like, I'm always looking for the easiest, right? The easiest parking place because I live in my Miami Beach. All it is parallel parking here. So I've gotten pretty good at it, so you know. But I was like, oh, please let there be a space available here because it's easy. It's like, shit. Sorry.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm having to bark here, right, to help me. And then I'd be willing and dealing with God, please let me there, angels, please let there be a parking place there, you know. And then, you know, ask God a question, ask the angel a question, you'll get an answer. And then I heard them say, there is a good parking place for you. No, it's not. And I get this, like, are you kidding me? And I have a small car. I have a little Beetle convertible, which I love. And, but, yeah, so I'm asking for bigger problems so I can have more solutions to solving them. And Lisa, you know that, because the other day I was like, I'm going to fix this, right? And I did. But
yes,
yeah.
You did.
So, yeah, amazing. And so it was all good. So anyway, yeah, but if you ask for bigger challenges, then it makes your brain grow, makes you grow, makes yourself grow, the mind, body, and spirit. And that's important, right? I look at these guys that I'm attracted to. I go, man, they're amazing and sexy, and you know, and they're very sharp, and I need to make sure that I'm that much or more myself, right? Because we don't want to we don't want to feel like we have to measure up and catch up. We want to be that person way before you meet them. Cause, sorry, I think that's important, don't you think?
God bless you.
And sort of,
but you know, Tari, yeah, I think I like. You know, you have, like you were saying earlier, you know, about looking in the mirror, you know, I agree with what you're saying, that you want to make sure that you are, you know, attractive enough for these men to come to you and all that. And I totally agree that you need to take care of yourself. At the same time, you are who you are. And this man is going to love you no matter what, when that man comes into your life. So, you know,
right.
Keep doing what you're doing,
yeah.
You know, keep yourself healthy, keep yourself, you know, presentable, you know, keep yourself in shape, whatever that means. There's no defining answer to what I consider to be in shape versus what you consider to be in shape or what my husband considers to be in shape, because we all have different definitions of that. I also want to say that self-care can also be a couple situation.
Yeah, right.
It's not always an individual situation. And
right.
The example I'll give is that my oldest son and his wife recently went away for the weekend last weekend. So my little grandson got to spend the night with us on Saturday. I was just so overjoyed. And when I talked to her,
I love that.
Oh yeah, we're having a sleep. And then on Monday when I saw her and she was struggling with work, and she's like, you know what, it's these kind of days at work that makes me feel guilty for leaving my son. And I looked at her and I said, you know what, it's so important for you and your husband to get that time away together, because it makes you healthier to be healthy for your son. So it's not, again, an individual self-care. It's a couple self-care. So those of you that have children and that don't, you know, choose to or don't take the time to have that couple time, I want to encourage you all to take care of yourselves as a couple. And that
yeah.
will make you even better parents, and that will make you even better employees or better managers or better individuals, because you need to do that for yourselves as a couple, along with doing it for yourself as an individual.
That is very true. And I have to tell you something. I agree with that 100%+. And I want to say this too. And if I intimated that you don't want to try to be something that you're not, to get your guy, to get your sweetheart, your woman, your girl, whatever. So that you already are that. You just build on that, right? And meet the person of your dreams, whoever he or she may be. And then you guys, you got so much in common. You self-care is just a natural couple care then. That's what I think you're saying, right, too, as well?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Yep. You know,
yeah.
You everything is relative. However you define it, it's all relative to what is important to you. So if running is good for you, Tari, and it makes you feel better about yourself, then, my gosh, you need to do it. I'm not a runner. So for me, I like to do weights, and I like to do Zumba. I love to do Zumba. It's more dancey for me. Those things make me happy and makes me feel like I'm keeping myself in shape.
So whatever you, as our listeners, feel that you need to do to keep yourself healthy, then do it. There's no judgment.
Yeah.
There's no definition. There's no right or wrong. Just do what makes you feel good. And I can't stress enough how much that's going to help you overall, mind, body, spirit, with keeping a healthy relationship and getting a healthy relationship.
That's very true. It's a good point there. So I appreciate that, Lisa. You're amazing. And like I said, take a look at yourself in the mirror. Turn around. It's like, yeah, this doesn't look so bad, or this looks good, whatever, because you want to stay healthy and keep yourself looking the best for you. And some of us struggle with that. Women, I think, more so than men, but not always, you know. And then, man, just remember you got God and angels. And I think there's even angels that help you with beauty. Yeah. It's like, I need to make a reservation, please, for the angels that are beauty angels. Could you come?
Three. You're silly.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I know that people are going to hear this like, oh, how do you find those angels? Anyway, it's all good. Yes, there are angels that help you with inner and outer beauty, though, so just so you know. And God always does. So anyway, and we're made in his image. How cool is that? He's got to be beautiful, right? And so, yeah, so there you go.
That's
anyway,
very true. That's a good point.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, you guys, thanks for letting us have some fun today and to enjoy chatting with you. I appreciate it. And Lisa, I'm glad you're here. You brought some good points up. Thank you so much. And,
well, so did you. And thank you. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.